Yo, it's your girl, Pressure Love, and you are listening to MTMV Sports. Keep it locked.
What's good, everybody? It's your man, the myth, the legend, the voice, bringing you this week's Time Out. This is where we take a step back and assess the game of life, looking to God for strategies to bring us true success. This week's thoughts is divine forgiveness. If you've ever been to a college football game in a college town, you know that these are the most diehard fans in the world. Season after season, home game after home game, the faithful fans celebrate each week that their team is playing. From the colors and the paraphernalia everywhere to the tailgates, I mean, it is a party all day long. They cheer them on in the good seasons and the bad. They're willing to overlook drop balls and blown coverage, poor play calling, or the inability to secure local talent. They forgive all these errors and cheer on whoever takes the field of play. Alexander Pope, not Olivia's father, but Alexander Pope was an 18th century writer. He's known for his poetry, his satire, and translations. Only second to Shakespeare as having the most quotes in Oxford's Dictionary of Quotes, one of which I thought was a cliche, but was a quote of his: to err is human, to forgive is divine. Though not scriptural, it does have spiritual merit. College football fans display this divine forgiveness each season that we see them, or I should say see their teams take the field. Likewise, we see in the model prayer of Jesus that he gave his disciples that we are to ask forgiveness, but we must also forgive those who have wronged us. All of creation is centered around God's plan to redeem mankind and forgive us. On the first day of creation, after making heaven and earth, he said, "Let there be light." That light is the light of Christ's salvation, a work he knew mankind needed before he gave the earth any form or order. He knew Adam and Eve would fall in the garden before there was any such thing as a garden. In his love, he made a way for humanity to be forgiven before it was ever needed. He will pay the ultimate price for our forgiveness through the death of Jesus Christ. Likewise, when we forgive others, we are reflecting the boundless love that God has for us. Our nature says, hold on to that. Don't let them off that easy. They need to sit with the wrong that they've done. But God tells us to look in the mirror, consider all the dirt that we've done, all the hurt that we've caused, the things that we don't want anyone else to know about that we have engaged in. Then consider God's willingness to carry those sins as far away as the east is from the west to absolve us. Is it too much to ask you to show the same kind of mercy to someone else, knowing that we break the heart of God daily with our disobedience? Yet, like the college faithful, I forgive and support you every time you step into the game of life. So here's the play. Since we have access to complete forgiveness, let us be like God and forgive others. We can't be free without it. So don't let your pride keep you bound. It's your man, The Voice, with this week's Time Out. All right, time to get back in the game of life. Until next week, ready, break.
Sports fans rejoice. You're listening to My Team, My Voice with MTMV Sports.